The U.S. military has been in Afghanistan for 18 months on an open-ended peacekeeping mission. Some Americans have been in the country for decades, working with international aid agencies and other non-governmental organizations. They're dedicated to making life better for the Afghan people, clean water, decent health care. As part of our occasional series, Americans Abroad, NPR's Michael Sullivan tells us about Tom Little of the group International Aid Mission, or IAM, who's been in Afghanistan for 25 years.
Late on a Saturday afternoon in Kabul, Tom Little is busy supervising two technicians at the IAM workshop in Wazir Akbar Khan Hospital. The men are busy shaping and sanding lenses for new eyeglasses the group provides for needy Afghans. Some days Tom Little comes to work here. Other days may find the 54-year-old walking 18 hours into remote mountainous areas, his equipment carried on donkeys, to conduct eye clinics for villagers there.
We examine eyes and treat common eye problems with medicine. We do surgery, mostly cataract surgery. But there are, of course, in a country like this, there with very little medical care, there's the usual problems that we would have in our own countries, but also others due to malnourishment and injuries due to the war and also just neglect.
Tom Little came to Afghanistan in 1977, before the Soviet invasion of the country, before the U.S.-backed effort by the Mujahideen to drive the Soviets out, and long before the emergence of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Well, we felt we had been seeking an area of the world where we could serve, we could be of service to others. And at first we thought it was just a short period of time that we would be working here. It was for a short period of time, 2 years, but we stayed on working here.
26 years later, Tom and his wife Libby are still here. So are two of the family's three daughters, who also work for aid agencies in Kabul.
There have been difficult times, but it's a combination of having meaningful work to do here and being able to share our skills and also enjoying living among the Afghan people.
Difficult times is putting it mildly. In 1978, the family witnessed the violent coup that brought the communists to power. Shortly after, while the family was living in the western city of Herat, there was an uprising against the communists. The family stayed inside their home, afraid to leave, while the city erupted in open conflict. Hundreds of people were killed before the rebellion was put down. Then came the early 1990s, when the Mujahideen rained rockets on the capital, Kabul, trying to dislodge the Soviet-backed government. The family set up bedrooms and a kitchen in the basement and waited it out. Leaving, Tom says, didn't seem right.
But in a sense, we've come here to identify, in some small sense, with the Afghan people, and for us at those periods just to leave, and when they are not able to leave, just because we're afraid, it seemed dishonest and shameful almost to say goodbye to our friends and patients here who couldn't leave.
Tom and his family stayed during the reign of the Taliban as well. But then in the summer of 2001, they had to leave. Tom's group IAM and another group, Shelter Now, were kicked out of Afghanistan for proselytizing. The Taliban put several Shelter Now workers, including two Americans, Heather Mercer and Dana Curry, on trial. But a few months after the trial began came 9/11. The trial was abandoned and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda were forced out. Tom Little returned to Kabul in November 2001. He says the jury is still out on whether the new U.S.-backed government is a good thing for the country.
You know, the Afghans have a Persian proverb that kind of fits the situation here. Uhar amuharas, like in Palonish naushita, which translate, that donkey over there is the same old donkey, but it just has a new saddle. And many, many Afghans now, I think, as well as us, have this attitude that, well, there's different faces and things have changed, but I'm not sure they've changed that much.
The old problems, he says, are still here, ethnic problems, religious problems, city people versus rural people, westernized versus very traditional. And he worries that the U.S., the U.N., and other well-meaning Westerners don't get it. Building a few roads here and there, he says, and throwing a lot of money around won't solve Afghanistan's problems. Neither, he says, will forcing democracy on the Afghans.
We may think from the West that we're just talking politics and we're just trying to change things for the better, but we're going to stir up religious sentiment and reactions and tribal reactions and all these kinds of things.
But even though he worries, Tom Little says his years in the country have taught him not to be too concerned about what happens next.
We've learned, like I think the Afghans, is to dwell on the present day by day and not worry about the future because events change here so quickly.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.